Hello everyone, this is Emily.
This is Kyle.
Today is going to be a new kind of mini-sode. I don't know what we're going to call it yet. When this comes out, there might be a title for whatever we're doing. But Kyle and I will be going back and forth in different 10-minute episodes, trying to convince the other person to like or watch or consider something that the other person finds awesome. So the first thing that we're doing, Kyle.
Evangelion.
I famously think Evangelion is overrated.
I love Eva so much. It's one of the only series I own on DVD, and I am very lucky and fortunate to actually own an original copy on DVD, because the copy I own, I got for $50, and it's now worth, like, I think over $500, because it is notoriously not in print. It's on Netflix now, with a different voice cast, which I did watch the new one when it came out, and I think the new voice cast is good, but it's not as good as the original.
So I will give it to Eva. It is one of the most influential anime to exist. A lot of not only anime, but Western movies and music videos and books and comics have been influenced by Neon Genesis Evangelion, especially in the aesthetic. I will say, though, that Ghost in the Shell is even more influential.
Yes.
And I liked it a hell of a lot more.
I will say one of the interesting things about Eva is that it's one of the only anime that wasn't originally a manga.
Mm-hmm.
It's originally an anime, and there is a manga that was written later.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it is meant to be cinematic as opposed to being an adaptation of, you know, a manga. And I think that's why it has so many crazy cinematic moments within it.
Can you describe one of these crazy cinematic moments to the best of your ability so that other people who may not have seen the show can kind of get an idea of what you're talking about?
Yeah, there are two really, really big ones to me. The first one is one in which there is an angel they're fighting that has this, it basically is impenetrable. And the way that they decide to defeat it is that Rei and Shinji are going to work together using this, like, sniper rifle that they have created that is literally going to suck every bit of power out of the entire, like, Japanese island chain.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to blow this thing out of the sky. And it starts firing back at them, and so one of them is blocking the attack while the other one is aiming and just blows a giant hole through it. I mean, it's like the Titanic sinking in the air, and that whole scene is just, like, chef kiss amazing. And then there's another one where Shinji is in his Evangelion and he's trapped within an angel in basically a pocket dimension. And without spoiling, the angel saves him and the music swells and it literally just rips the angel apart from this pocket dimension and, like, rips its head out like a beast. And it's just like, it would not have the same impact on the page without all the music and the dialogue and all of that. Like, it just doesn't work as well.
So I know the basic plot of Eva is there are aliens called angels and they are attacking Earth, and a company called Nerve fights these angels in these giant mecha things that children pilot.
Children who are horribly fucked up mentally because they have had horrible things happen to them in their lives.
Yeah, so these fucked up kids pilot the robots and try to kill the angels. And that is the basic plot of Evangelion.
Yes.
And, like, if you've seen Pacific Rim was very, very obviously inspired by Eva.
Yes.
So imagine it like that.
Yeah.
Now, that's the original from the 90s show. There are movies. There is another series of Evangelion. I find it extremely confusing. What is the difference between all these different things?
Okay, so there's the original series Evangelion, and it has 26 episodes, And the last, like, 4-ish episodes are vastly different from the rest of the other 22 because they ran out of budget. Mm. And they started, instead of animating all these action scenes, it got a lot more abstract and, like, mental and psychologically focused. And what's happening within the minds of the main characters at the end of the series. And personally, I think that is the better ending. That ending is so good, but people got furious. And so they said, okay, fuck you, fine. We will make a replacement for the ending episodes because now we have budget. And we're going to call...
Because it was so popular.
Yes. And so they called that End of Evangelion. And it's basically those last couple of episodes, but now instead of what's happening mentally, it's what happened in the real world actually to kind of correlate along with that. And I'm not saying that End of Eva is bad because I think it's good, but it's not as good. And then there's the Rebuild movies, which are kind of like a different timeline. The first Rebuild movie basically follows the first couple of episodes of Eva, and then 2 through 4 are vastly different, and they have extra characters that don't exist, and there's a time jump, and by the end, they're all the characters are, like, in their 30s.
Is it made clear that this is just a different dimension? Is there a multiverse of Evangelion?
I don't know how to explain the difference.
You know, we watched Interview with the Vampire, the new show. That is totally different from the books and the movie of Interview with the Vampire.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally, like, a different canon. They're like, this is this version of it.
Yeah, it's like that.
Okay.
It's like two different canons, basically.
Okay, so it's not like they're happening at the same time. It is just a different interpretation of Evangelion.
It's a different interpretation.
Okay. That makes more sense than the multiverse of madness of it all. Okay. Why do you love this show so much? I think the art style is cool. It's extremely 90s, especially the original series. And I like the color palette associated with it. It's very bold colors. It's like very bright, vibrant red, deep purple, neon green, stuff like that. Like extremely bright orange. You really don't see that kind of color palette a lot. So aesthetically, I think it's interesting, but I always found Evangelion way too complicated and overwrought. And I thought people were making more out of it than what it actually is. So in your own words, why do you like it and why should I give it another chance?
Okay, so I guess before I even start that, my question would be, at what age did you first, was the only time you watched Eva?
I think I was 17.
Okay, so this is what I find. People that watch Eva before they're an adult and more so in their like mid-20s, they either like it or they hate it. They're not really ambivalent towards it. And if you watch it in like your mid-20s as an adult, you usually have a much better appreciation for it. Because while, yes, it does focus on like, you know, teen characters, they're not the only focus of the show. There are a lot actually more adult characters that are main characters. And all of them are fleshed out like really, really, really well. None of them feel flat. They all have ambitions and things that scare them, and you learn these things because almost every single one of these people has at least one episode that is focused on them and their mental, like, health and their mental processes and what they think and do and why they do them. And it's like, yes, Eva is, like, notoriously complicated if you get beyond the surface level of it, because I think that you can watch the surface level of it and just be fine. Like, you don't have to know all the stupid, crazy shit.
And there is a lot of crazy shit.
Oh my god, the amount of terminology is insane. But you don't need to have all that underlying lore and all of that. And it's really just, there's so many good character studies and so many, like, just things that the characters say and do and feel that as an adult, when you watch it, you're like, yeah, I've felt that. Like, I understand that. And I notoriously have a very hard time connecting with a lot of media. And Ava is one of the only pieces of media I have ever, like, felt and been like, I get it. Like, this makes sense to me. I understand. And it's like, it's so impactful. It's so good. It's so good.
Well, did Kyle convince you guys? Let us know. Maybe I will give it a shot. I don't know.
The action also is really, really good.
I did think that the action was very exciting. I will give it that.
And that's, you know, for people that don't want all the, like, psychological stuff or, like, the mental stuff, the action is there to break it up.
Okay, let's wrap up this mini-sode with a weekly K-pop recommendation. I am recommending Unforgiven by Le Sserafim.
I'm going to recommend Sunny Afternoon by Red Velvet.
Thank you so much for listening to this mini-sode. You can find Soulmates Podcast on Facebook, facebook.com/Soulmates Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Soulmates Podcast. Check out our link tree there. Send us an email at soulmatespodcast@gmail.com. And this program is available pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Spotify. Wherever you're listening right now, make sure you like, subscribe, follow. We're here every other Friday. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.